can't see you guys. I feel like I'm sitting here playing to myself. And
we're here.
Don't do that unusual. Let's see, now I can like see it. This song's called Tick. She said, "Your coffee come right howling through the screen." And I said, "I get it, but I don't know what you mean. Don't scratch my salad, man. Salad isn't yours. I wasn't even looking. I don't scratch much anymore. But I see you, baby. You're starting to get sick. Try not to suffocate. The air in here is thick. Better fix it, better fix it quick. Tick, 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 tick. Fog is rolling in, starting to get dark. Get out the water, man, water's full of sharks. I don't like the way you're looking. I've seen that look before. I wore that look myself. I don't scratch much anymore, hey. Baby, starting to get sick. Try not to forget. Here and here is there. You better fix it. Better fix it quick. Tick, 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 tick. We see the minutes tick away. We're learning. We say the things we need to say while they're burning, burning. I hear you, baby, you're starting to get sick. Try not to suffocate. Air in here is thick. You better fix it. Better fix it quick. Tick, 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 tick. Heavy load. Why you wear that jacket, man? It isn't even cold. And driving got an honor more valuable than gold. Take your finger off the trigger, your jacket will explode. Yeah. I see you, baby. You're starting to get sick. Try not to suffocate. Air in here is thick. You better fix it. Better fix it quick. Yeah, I see you. tick, 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 tick. Thank you very much. So, so this is another new song from the record. I was writing songs with a couple guys. One of them was a really good friend of mine, a guy named John Barlow. And Barlow, kind of him and Al Gore sort of contesting who was the father of the internet. But Barlow also wrote a lot of the Grateful Dead's songs. And he was an amazing songwriter. Why does that keep going off? Do you keep turning that up? And I forgot what I was saying. Oh, so Barlow and these other guys, they wanted to write a record of Mormon outlaw songs. And there's this kind of a subgenre of that kind of music. You know, when Brigham Young came west. The pitch is kind of this persecuted story, but at the same time, they weren't necessarily all that nice. And they sort of had the divine right of take whatever the fuck they want. So it could be your cows or your wife or whatever. They got to Utah, and I realize I'm in Logan sometimes. They got to Utah, and and Brigham Young was a pretty amazing man. I don't know if he was a sweetheart, but they suddenly didn't need that kind of thinking. If you ever go to Northern Ireland, you meet a lot of, well, it depends on what bar you're hanging out with, but you meet a lot of ex-IRA guys, you know, who were in the Republican Army, and suddenly the troubles are over, and well, now what the fuck are they gonna do? Well, in the case of the IRA, they'll fly to Colombia and teach FARC how to shoot rocket launchers and move coke, you know? In Utah, there was this group of outlaws, and of which Butch Cassidy was one. And so these guys wanted to write these cowboy songs about Mormon outlaw cowboys. And I was in Mexico City, and we were writing the songs via text. And it kept taking a while because people were like in California and Hawaii, whatever they were. And while they were, I was waiting for the next line of text. I wrote this song, which unfortunately did not make the big famous record because it's from the point of view of a young girl who's waiting for her Mormon outlaw fiance. And it's called I'm in Love with Hiram Black. And every time we send it off to publishers or magazines, they never want to spell it like Hiram out here, but that's how it's supposed to be spelled. Oh, the other crazy part about this is, the Jack Mormons, my bass player Junior was he was a returned missionary. His grandmother was born in Mexico, and she went with the Reformed Church of the Latter-day Saints. And so there's some of that in this song. And then all this shit just happened in Mexico the other day, and people were calling me. They're like, "Is that what this is about?" I'm like, "I couldn't have possibly written this song that quickly."